Obama Coaching Britain's Leftist Labour Party on How to Win Power. By Peter Cattell on December 13, 2021. Former US President Barack Obama has been coaching Britain's leftist Labour Party on how best to take power during the next election. Britain's left-wing Labour Party, which like Obama campaigned heavily against Brexit in the past, has received coaching from the former American president on how best to regain political power. Mr. Obama hosted two senior Labour MPs, party leader Sir Keir Starmer and controversial shadow Foreign Secretary David Lammy, in Washington, going over how Labour can best achieve power as a progressive party. While the exact contents of the meeting, which lasted 2 hours, remains unknown, Lammy reports that the issues of media and campaign funding were both prominently discussed. It really is about how progressive parties win and how Labour can fight back in an environment where our opponents have 10 to 1 more funds than us, the MP told The Observer. Obviously, in the United States there is Fox News, but we have similar challenges in the UK, he claimed. Getting our message across and learning collectively is really important. Lammy also said that Labour was encouraged to see leftists such as Biden and Olaf Scholz, the new Chancellor of Germany, winning elections, and that Labour have got to learn the lessons. Polling published by The Observer has put Labour at a 9-point lead over the ruling Conservative Party, which is currently dogged by controversy surrounding Boris Johnson. The Prime Minister, who recently implemented new coronavirus restrictions, ostensibly to combat the Omicron variant of the Chinese virus, has been accused of implementing the measures as part of a dead cat distraction tactic from alleged breaches at Downing Street last Christmas. Why should people listen to the Prime Minister's instructions to follow the rules when people inside No. 10 Downing Street don't do so? Asked one Conservative MP regarding the new measures, with others vowing to vote against any proposal regarding the implementation of the so-called Plan B restrictions. In another worrying development for Johnson, arch-Brexiteer Nigel Farage has raised concerns over the Prime Minister's fitness for office. This was as a result of Johnson's suggestion that the United Kingdom should have a national conversation regarding the possibility of making vaccination mandatory within the country. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Johnson, I'm not listening anymore. I don't believe you have the moral authority to lead this country, Farage said last week. I've no intention of abiding by anything you've asked me to do this evening. And I think that sentiment is one that is being much more widely shared around this country. Farage arguably orchestrated the downfall of Britain's last two prime ministers after they clashed with him on Brexit and its delivery, or lack thereof. Although the Conservative Party are currently plagued with controversies, Labour is not free from them either, dealing with a number of serious issues of its own. Former Labour leader Tony Blair has warned that the party has little chance of winning any elections should they continue fighting the culture wars. We should openly embrace liberal, tolerant but commonsensical positions on the culture issues, and emphatically reject the wokeism of a small though vocal minority, Blair wrote in an opinion piece in The Times. Although state-sponsored multiculturalism and political correctness flourished under his own government. Despite the party's trashing in the last general election, as well as ex-Prime Minister Blair's warning, Labour has largely continued down the road of progressive culture war politics, with both Starmer and Lammy heavily pushing for Black Lives Matter-inspired policies in the United Kingdom. George Floyd looked like me, he could have been me, Lammy said earlier this year, vowing that Labour would increase diversity in positions of power so that decisions are made by people who are representative of the public. Meanwhile, Sir Keir vowed to implement a so-called Race Equality Act aiming at the eradication of structural racism in the United Kingdom. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.